I'm Alex Schwartz.
I'm Nomi Fry.
I'm Vincent Cunningham, and this is Critics at Large, a New Yorker podcast for the culturally curious.
Each week, we're going to talk about a big idea that's showing up across the cultural landscape, and we'll trace it through all the mediums we love: books, movies, television, music, art.
And I always want to talk about celebrity gossip, too.
Of course.
We hope you'll join us for new episodes each Thursday. Follow Critics at Large today, wherever you get podcasts.
This episode of LiveWire is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving or cleaning, even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Hey, it's Luke Burbank. Welcome to a special edition of the LiveWire podcast. I know this feed has been a little quiet this summer. Trust me, we are using our time wisely. We are gearing up for our fall season. More on that coming up a little bit later. But in the meantime, we did not want to leave you in the lurch. We know you need something to listen to, sitting by the pool or mowing the lawn or mowing the pool. I don't know how you live your life. So we wanted to present this week a highlight from one of our favorite guests from the past few years of LiveWire. And we are speaking of none other than the amazing and the talented Cameron Esposito. She was on the show back in 2014. This was right on the heels of recording her second stand-up comedy album, which was called Same Sex Symbol. It went on to hit number one on the iTunes comedy charts. She's done tons of other stuff since then, including having her own TV show. But I think we had a sense way back in 2014 that Cameron Esposito was someone pretty special. Let's take a listen to that.
Portland, how are you? I'm so glad to see you. I'm so happy. I love doing shows for you guys. You know, because the men here look like me. I do feel like, you know, you've gotten used to me. You've seen my look. So I'll answer some questions. Yeah, as you can tell by my haircut, I am a Thundercat. And also a giant lesbian. Of course I am. Of course I am. I have a side mullet. Of course I am. But I was walking on stage not too long ago, and before I even hit the mic, this dude just sitting in the front row, he just yells at me, "You look like a woman that doesn't sleep with men!" He yelled that at me like as if I don't know. Like as if I was gonna be like, "What do you mean? Is it the vest?" He yelled that at me like he thought I grew up on a gay island with a gay volleyball and I'd never seen a straight person. Like he was breaking some news. Here's the thing. I look like a woman that doesn't sleep with men because I am a lesbian. And when you're a lesbian, that's one of the biggest parts. Yeah. Yes. This look is on purpose to attract women. Like, I didn't choose my sexuality, but I did put on this outfit. I understand what it means. About it. I think I look amazing. Look at you. My gender is accurately reflected in this outfit. My gender being fighter pilot. And when you're a lesbian, you're not bummed that you don't get to sleep with men. I can't explain that more clear. Well, I'll try. You don't want to, so the fact that you don't have to is a good thing. Like, every night I just go home and I'm like, "Not tonight again!" person who's a part of a minority group and yell at them as if it is an insult, a positive aspect of being in that minority group. You can't. You can't go up to a black person and be like, I bet you don't burn in the sun. Did I get you? They'd be like, I do save on sunscreen. What are you talking about? I think people are still a little bit confused about what it means to be gay. And I will say that I think that our differences make us better. I think it is great that we're different. I think that being interested in different things is a positive thing. You know, like, thank God we're not all attracted to the same thing. What if we're all attracted to the same thing? There'd just be like one guy and he'd have a very long line and he would be exhausted. This is better. This is better. And I can prove it to you guys with one story. That seeing the world in a different way is better. I used to be on this party planning committee. And one day we're just going around this committee table. And everybody's suggesting things they want for this party. And I said, I think this party needs whack-a-mole. Oh, I stand by that. That's how on a party I want to hit animatronic moles on the head with a mallet. But I said, I think this party needs whack-a-mole. Another lady on the committee looks at me and she goes, okay, I believe it's pronounced guacamole. Yes! Yes, that lady. Now, we didn't see that in the same way. We had a different interpretation on what I was talking about. I was talking about something you find at Chuck E. Cheese. She thought I was talking about a Mexican appetizer. That didn't make my life worse. It drastically improved it. Because in that moment, I got to see the world through her eyes. You know, just see that for her, in that moment, that she saw me as an adult woman who's been walking into Chipotle's for years. Just going like, oh, whack-a-mole's extra? Well, how much are jalapenos? Like, that's who she thinks I am. And she also thinks nobody has ever told me. Like, do you get that part of it? Because we're in a room full of people. So before she speaks, there has to be a moment where she just looks around like, oh, nobody's gonna say anything to correct this lady? Like, in her own mind, when she spoke up, I know that she was a hero. Like, she just was like, now, Buck, stop with me. I can sleep well tonight. I didn't correct her. I didn't tell her she was wrong. I just said, lady, thank you very much. And that is how we should treat each other. You guys, I'm Cameron Esposito.
Cameron Esposito.
What's up, bud?
I did not know you were gay. And that explains a lot of unreturned late night text messages.
Right. Well, I'm always busy at that time.
From you to me asking where that Indigo Girls CD was you loaned me.
You gotta update your lesbian references.
What's the new one?
I would maybe have accepted Tegan and Sarah. Maybe.
You and I actually met many years ago on a podcast and have, you know, hung out in that info space. I'm sorry I said that. Doing podcasts, I find the growth of podcasts, particularly as they relate to comedians, is just incredible. Every single comedian has a podcast at this point, right?
I have two. That's actually true.
One is called Wham Bam Pow.
The other one's called Put Your Hands Together. That's a stand-up podcast that we record at the UCB Theater in Los Angeles. So if you like listening to jokes, it's actually just jokes, which not a lot of people, nobody. We're doing it. It's us. Nobody else is doing that. But to answer your question, I think it's the same thing with podcasts. Comedians have to be more accessible than ever before. You can't just read somebody else's words on a script. It's like now you have to update your Twitter account and the jokes have to be decent or relevant. You know, one or the other. You have to hashtag it yes all women or make a good point. and you have to have an Instagram account. You have to be on podcasts. You have to have your own podcast. It's like as much information as you could put out, people would consume.
Do you enjoy doing all of that stuff or does it feel at times kind of like work? Like you're sitting for 3 hours trying to think of the perfect way to write a tweet about your cat's butt.
You know me too well. I would say that it is work, so I think it's okay that it feels like work. I think comedy looks like it's a really fun job, and it is a fun job. I'm so glad I get to do a job that I love, but it's a working job. It's a job with a lot of flights and unpacking your bag and then washing your underwear and then just repacking the same bag and leaving to go somewhere else. So I think it's just, you know, I'm a workaholic. If I didn't do this job, I would fix babies all night. That's if I was a doctor.
Or a really ambitious front desk person at the hospital.
Absolutely.
Who just snuck in after hours.
And by the way, that is the medical term, fix babies.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, what's wrong with the baby? Well, fix it. Give it to me.
Cameron, what are you going to do if you ever want to cut your hair? That's like 70% of your
act. It's a problem, isn't it? It's a real problem. I committed early in my public career to a side mullet, and now I have to wear it for a little while.
What was it like when you got the haircut? I mean, what did you ask for? Did you have a picture you'd ripped out of a magazine? Was it an accident? What happened?
You know, this is so...
That last part of the question sounded sarcastic, and I didn't mean it that way.
Yeah, I had been working on a thresher, and...
That joke is going to kill on our Iowa station. Well, Cameron, I'm such a fan of yours, and congratulations on all of your huge success, and I hope everybody gets your record, and thanks for being on LiveWire.
Oh, you guys, let's hear it for Luke Burbank. He is the best.
That's Cameron Esposito on LiveWire from back in 2014. If you want to catch up with her latest doings, you can always check out her podcasts. She's got one called Put Your Hands Together, another one called Query. She might be coming to a city near you this fall because she's going to be on tour. She'll be in Portland on September 22nd, and she is on a TV show. Well, you know, a TV show that plays on a website, which is where most of the really good ones play now. The show's called Take My Wife. It stars her and her actual wife, Rhea Butcher. It is on CISO.com. Now, you might have heard that CISO.com is going the way of the dodo bird. How quickly these internet things come and go. But the good news is that there has been so much support for Take My Wife that there's all kinds of, you know, online chatter and various initiatives being launched to try to bring back a second season of Take My Wife just somewhere else on some sort of digital network that will continue to exist. So watch this space for that. If we hear any more about the second season of Take My Wife, we will definitely let you know. As I mentioned at the top of the show, we are getting very close to the fall season of LiveWire. If you would like to come hang out with us, watch us record a show live, meet 200 to 400 of the most delightful public radio listeners you could ever imagine, you ought to come out September 7th. We've got Chuck Klosterman, the incredible cultural critic, Chuck Klosterman, on the show. And then on the 14th, we've got Salman Rushdie coming by. I don't know why they allowed him, with his intellect and literary career, to come on our little show, but they did, and we're excited about it. September 7th, Chuck Klosterman, September 14th, Salman Rushdie, and lots of other great entertainment, musical guests, and the like. So come out and check those out if you are going to be in Portland. A special thanks this episode to member Jeff Parnaby. If you would like more information about LiveWire and how you can become a member, how you can become as cool as Jeff Parnaby is. Obviously, you hear me saying his name. Go to livewireradio.org to find out about our League of Extraordinary Listeners. We have some extraordinary companies that support the show, including Fully. Fully has desks, chairs, and things that keep your body moving, including their Jarvis standing desk, which is the desk that I use when I'm on stage recording LiveWire. And man, is that thing slick. All kinds of special memory settings, so you can tell it different heights to be at and just goes right to the special spot that you want it to. When you are in movement while you're working, instead of just kind of sitting in a chair at a desk turning into a potato or something, when you're in movement, your blood flows differently, your brain gets more oxygen, and you are just better at whatever that job you're doing might be. And Fully helps make all of that happen. Check out their whole line of stuff over at Fully.com/LiveWire. All right, that is going to do it for this week's podcast. We will be right back at you very soon, I promise you. Thank you for listening, and we will see you next week.
PRI, Public Radio International.
Wouldn't it be amazing to have a piping hot episode of Livewire delivered right to your heart and ears each week? Well, guess what? That can happen when you subscribe to the Livewire podcast feed, and you'll get the joy of surprising conversation every week. So go ahead and do it. It's super easy. You click on the button at the top of your podcast app, and bam, you are Livewire subscribed. And if you're still, you know, feeling the love, if you're enjoying the show, hey, maybe you could hook us up and leave us a quick review. That'll help more people find out about Livewire. And thank you.